want to get right to the newsmaker line. Standing by is someone who's been on Fox News quite a bit. He's an author, a lecturer, a much sought-after guest, and this book is one that I just ordered this afternoon, so it'll be in my library, and I suggest that you get it. It's called The Deep State. Let's talk to the author, Craig Huey. Craig, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
Very good, Dan. I'm doing great, and I appreciate the time.
You bet, absolutely. So let's talk here real quick, because I know that what I read, I believe, online was a portion of like the first chapter, the first segment of this book. And I will tell you that I was hooked as soon as I got it. Folks, you can find out more about it. Go to deepstatebook.com. That's deepstatebook.com. You'll see the book. You'll see Craig. You'll find out about him. But you talk about the coercive power of government, how the decentralization in the U.S., the Constitution is the background for this fight of freedom and socialism. Just the title, Craig, tells me this is the absolute antithesis to H.R. 1, right?
Oh, yes. So H.R. 1 basically federalizes the elections in America. It takes away the state rights. It takes away voter protection. This is a very dangerous bill, but what you have said is exactly what it does. It nationalizes. Instead of having decentralized government to protect individual liberty, to stop us from the power of the state to destroy individual freedom, what it does is part of the whole movement to basically socialize America and this idea of the federal government doing everything for people is not only economically insane, but it's dangerous to freedom. And it undermines what is brilliant about America. What is brilliant about America is that there's local state governments that people have more power and control over. And in the federal government, we have bureaucrats who right now, they're ideologically driven to transform society like never before.
Well, and I think part of the problem here, I think one of the reasons, at least in my view, Craig, you understand this much better than I, but I think part of the problem here is that for most people in America, it's not a problem of stupidity. It's a problem of ignorance. And the reason we fall into these traps like H.R. 1 is we don't understand that we are a democratic republic and not a democracy. Because when you say, well, we're a democracy, everybody votes every time, it'll all be centralized and all that, it sounds right on the surface, but it doesn't work. That's why we've not been set up that way for 2.5 centuries.
Exactly right. And if you notice, the socialists are always pushing for this is a democracy. And they want people to be able to vote. But we, our founders, set up a system of checks and balances, federalism, where no part of government is able to really control everything. So we got the checks and balances of the House and the Congress, of the President and the Supreme Court. And the whole brilliance is that you let the local government, you let the state government be able to experiment with different types of policies and see if they work. We see that today. California is a failed state. Economically, it has the highest crime rate, the highest tax rate. It's got people just fleeing. 5.5 businesses a week are fleeing because of their policies. And you see other states where they're using individual liberty and free enterprise. And that those states, they're growing. The economy is booming. People are finding that those in the lowest poverty level are being lifted higher, and wealth is being created. When you get to the federal government, all they do is make mistakes. The Federal Reserve, right now we're seeing this overspending of trillions of dollars in the Federal Reserve, increasing the money supply. And every listener knows when they go to the store, when they go to the restaurant, wherever they go, prices are rising. That's because the government is basically inflating the currency, and the value of the dollar is dropping. And so, right now, if they had $1,000 you know, a couple of months ago, that's gone down in value to closer to about $950. It keeps going down more and more every single month. And that's because of bad government action, and it's not something that the federal government should be doing.
Well, no, that's exactly right. And in fact, as you point out in your book, and I'm sorry for time today, but we've only got about 2 minutes left, Craig. But in your book, you talk about the worst examples of concentration of power. And the primary one in our lifetime, yours and mine, would be the Soviet Union. And Reagan said that they were going to collapse, that they were going to have a moral collapse, an economic collapse. And the media and the Democrats basically almost tried to prop Russia up. But Reagan proved himself to be absolutely right. We're not going to fix ourselves by chasing the Soviet model.
That's right. And that is what they were doing back in the 70s and 80s, promoting this idea that centralization was good, and the Soviet Union was an example. The Soviet Union was a failed socialist state, and what's going on in America right now, we're seeing socialism from Washington, D.C., and it's not working, and it's going to fail.
Yeah, it is going to fail. Craig, I am really sorry about time. I hope in about 2 weeks I can get you back on, and we could do maybe 20 or 30 minutes together. I will tell you this, folks.
That'd be great.
You need to go. Yeah, go to deepstatebook.com and do it today. Don't wait and say, I'll do it in a couple days, you'll forget. Go to deepstatebook.com. If there's ever anything that's out there on the horizon that threatens life as we know it, it's the federalization of our elections and a lot of other stuff that's supposed to, according to the Constitution and the 14th Amendment, that if the Constitution didn't directly give it to the federal government, it's supposed to defer to the states and to the people, and we're doing it just opposite that. Craig, listen, thanks for letting us slip you in real quickly today. I'll have John call you a week after next. We'll get you back in. Thanks so much for your time today, sir. I definitely appreciate it.
Thanks, Pat.
Podcasts by Federated Media.